From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Jelani Day was born in 1996, the fourth of five children to Carmen and Seve Day. His name in Swahili means great and powerful. He was raised in Danville, grew up attending the Synagogue Saints Church of God in Christ. He ran track at Danville High School, and his cousin, Ariel Davis, remembers his infectious personality.
He's just always the life of the party. There was never a dull moment with Jelani. He was always outgoing and always making everything fun. He had a really great spirit.
Jelani went on to Alabama A&M University, a historically black college where he earned a bachelor's degree in communicative disorders. He was moved to help others and had dreams of becoming a doctor. He was inspired to pursue speech pathology after a childhood friend struggled with a speech disorder. He was continuing his studies, working towards a master's degree at Illinois State University in Bloomington Normal. Then on August 24th this year, Jelani Day went missing. 2 days later, his car, a white Chrysler 300, was found in a wooded area in Peru, Illinois, an hour north of Bloomington. 9 days after his disappearance, a body was discovered in the Illinois River, badly decomposed. It was 3 weeks after that, a month after he had gone missing, that the LaSalle County coroner confirmed that the body was, in fact, Jelani Day. He was 25 years old. This past weekend, Jelani's four siblings sang a tribute at a memorial service in Danville.
There's so much going on.
Joining us now is Jelani Day's mother, Carmen Bolden Day. Carmen, I want to begin by saying I'm so sorry for your loss. Thank you so much for joining us today on the 21st.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to begin where we just heard. Jelani's life was celebrated at a memorial service this past weekend in Danville. We just heard his siblings singing. Can you talk a little bit about the service?
Well, the service was what I think that Jelani would have wanted, and that was to celebrate his life. And we chose songs, and the people that actually participated and spoke at the service were people that Jelani, that knew Jelani and that Jelani knew. And those were some of his favorite people. And I speak when I talk about his pastor and the prophetess and the facilitator of the services, the people that spoke in regards to the resolutions that were read and his family. I wanted it to be a service of where people who knew Jelani, because that was something Jelani always was big on. It was about, he wanted people to talk about him that knew him. So when we celebrated his life, that's what I wanted this to exemplify. I wanted people that knew him to talk about him and what his life meant to them. I wanted you all to see what he meant to us. How he is truly, truly missed, and what a great young man Jelani was. That's what I wanted his service to be about. So it was a celebration of his life.
What was Jelani like growing up in Danville?
I don't know how to, and I hadn't been calling it a funeral because everything about those kind of words related to my son.
Looks like we're having some trouble with the connection with Carmen Bolden Day there. We're going to try and raise her on the phone. Let me just take a moment to remind listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking about Jelani Day, who is was the Illinois State University student, a graduate student in speech pathology there. He went missing on August 24th. His car was found a couple days later, and a little more than a week after that, his body was pulled from the Illinois River. It took almost a month to identify him. He was 25 years old. He was memorialized at a service this past weekend in Danville, and we've been talking about that with his mother, Carmen Bolden Day. We had a little technical issue there, but I think she's back with us now. So Carmen, can you talk about what Jelani was like growing up in Danville?
Jelani was active. He's always been active. Jelani was active. His father had him participating in sports just so Jelani could find what was the sport that was going to be the one that he would find the most interest in and that he could be. Because from the time that they were younger to growing up, we always told them that we wanted them to go to college, or we wanted them to, they either had two choices, go to the military, and all my children chose college. Jelani was, like I said, he was active. He is smart. He loved to talk. One of his favorite pastimes was cooking. Even when he was little, we would go to the grocery store and Jelani would collect all the recipe cards in the aisle. And I would say, Jelani, what are we gonna do with those? He's like, my mom's gonna cook. So
you say Jelani, he loved it. You say he loved to talk, and I understand that there's a, you know, it's appropriate then that he was studying speech pathology. I understand there was a personal story. Jelani's one of his friends since kindergarten, Paul DeArmond, spoke about it at the service. Can you talk about that and what his, what, how that relates to what Jelani's ambitions were?
Yes. Growing up, him and Paul started off in kindergarten. They went to Northeast Magnet School, and Paul was one of Jelani's friends that had a speech impediment. And so Paul was teased, he was picked on, and Jelani was a protector. He didn't like kids to pick on Paul. And if he seen you being picked on, he was the first one to vocalize and take up for you. And in Paul's instance, Jelani used to take up for Paul. As time went on, I have a close family friend who's actually a speech pathologist. And she was one of the ones that helped my other two sons, because they couldn't, for some reason, say the F sound correctly. And so Jelani would listen to her working with DeAndre and Save, and Jelani was like, that's how I can help Paul. I'm gonna help Paul talk. So Jelani would always speak for Paul, take up for Paul. When Paul couldn't get his words out, that's what Jelani would do. So as Jelani went off to school, and when before he went to college, he said he wanted to be a speech pathologist so that he can help people speak better. And when Jelani graduated from Alabama A&M and he came home, he talked about how he needed to go back to grad school so that he could further his education and become Dr. Jelani Day because he was going to help kids speak. And he went to Paul's mom, who he didn't see Paul a lot anymore. But he called me one day and he told me that he seen Miss DeArmond. And he was so happy that he saw her. And he told her he had graduated and that he was about to go back to school at ISU and get his master's and be a doctor, all because of Paul. So Paul motivated Jelani to study and want to become Dr. Jelani Day.
So as I mentioned, he was in school, as you just said, he was pursuing a master's degree at Illinois State. Are there any other more recent memories of Jelani you want to share, maybe from this summer?
Oh, I have so many memories of my son.
Yeah.
Me and Jelani, Jelani called me all the time. And sometimes Jelani loved to travel. He, like I said, he's very active. He's in this different organization that he made a lot of friends. So even this past summer, Jelani will call me. I got the richest broke kids in the world because my kids know how to travel on a budget to some very nice places and they enjoy themselves. And Jelani, he lives his best life all the time. And Jelani would call me and he'd be like, Mama, I'm going to Jamaica. When? He said, he'd tell me when he was going. And I'd be like, Jelani, where are you getting this money from? He said, well, I was going to ask you, then I'm going to call Daddy, and then I'm going to call Cara, then I'm going to call Save. So he going to get all the money he need to travel from us. And so I'd be like, Jelani, I'm not going to give you money. He's like, Mama, yes, you will. So I continue to tell him no. And I would be at work, and every break Jelani would get, he would call me. And I answer the phone. He'd be like, hey, Mom. I'm like, hey, Jelani. Mom, did you think about that money? I'd be like, Jelani, I'll call you back. He'd be like, no, Mom, don't hang up. I hang up on him. About 2 hours later, he's going to call me back. Hey, Mom. Hey, Jelani. Mom, did you think about that? I hang up on him. Jelani will call me like 6-7 times. That's why I call Jelani my bill collector child, because Jelani will call me like he's a bill collector. Until I give him the yes, or until I say, Jelani, I'm sending it to you right now. Then he go, oh, Mom, you're the best. Thank you so much, Mom. I love you so much, Mom.
Persistent, and persistent.
He was very persistent. He would tell his siblings all the time, y'all, I need to teach y'all the lesson on how to get money from Mom and Dad.
Did it work?
Oh yeah, he. I don't know if everybody learned the lesson, because my three oldest ones, they're pretty self-sufficient, but them two youngest ones, Zaina and Jelani, we call them the twins. Well, Jelani teaches Zaina everything she needs to know on how to get stuff from Mama and Daddy, and if Mama and Daddy say no, he tell her which sibling to go to first. Cause Cara, she gonna give it. She gonna give you a speech. Say they gonna ask you 1,000 questions, but DeAndre, he just gonna be like, he'll give in, he'll instantly give in. DeAndre is the most giving child I have. Jelani's just the biggest, he's the biggest, the bill collector child, cause he gonna beg everybody. But we all knew how Jelani did things, and he was the loudest. He called me in the morning and he'd be like, hello, hello, hello. And I say, Jelani, stop screaming in my phone. I'm like, oh, okay, Mom. Mom, what you doing? I'm like, Jelani, you know I'm getting ready for work. Oh, okay. Okay, Mom, I didn't want to know. I just want to hear your voice. I'm going to call you later. And it never failed. He'll call me. Then if he was out with his friends, and he'd tell me like he would be at school, or even when he was at home, And I call him. I'm like, Jelani, I didn't hear from you yesterday. No, I would always tell them. I tell my kids. Even if it was one day, I'd be like, Jelani, I didn't hear from you. I ain't heard from you in a month of Sundays. He'd go, Mama, you exaggerate. I just talked to you yesterday. But it was not our norm not to talk to each other. We didn't talk every day. We talked every other day. And if you went more than 2 days without talking to me, I'm calling and I'm fussing.
We have to take a break on the program here. We're speaking with Carmen Bolden Day, who is the mother of Jelani Day, the Illinois State University grad student from Danville who went missing and was later identified, found in the Illinois River. We're going to continue our conversation and talk about where the investigation is and where the family is, you know, some of the questions they still have coming up after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us. Welcome back to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Carmen Bolden Day, mother of Jelani Day, a 25-year-old man from Danville, Illinois, who was studying speech pathology at Illinois State University in Bloomington Normal. He went missing in August. His body was recovered from the Illinois River near Peru, Illinois, 9 days later, and identified 3 weeks after that by the LaSalle County coroner. And Carmen, from the beginning of Jelani's disappearance, you've been active in the media, trying to build awareness, trying to pressure law enforcement, get information, get answers. Where are you now in that process?
I'm still doing that same thing. I'm trying to get answers. I'm still pressing law enforcement. I'm still seeking for the FBI to become involved. At this point, I don't even, according to Peru, the FBI is involved. However, we discovered that they revealed to us that this body that they found in the river on September 4th was Jelani. They let us know that on the 23rd of September. I requested on that day for the Illinois State Police to be involved. I've not heard from anyone from the Illinois State Police. I've not heard any from anyone from the FBI, even though they've told me that the FBI BAU unit is involved. You would think that these agencies would contact me. They haven't. I know that that Bloomington is trying to distance themselves from the investigation. They moved Jelani's car to Peru, citing that the reason that it was moved was because they no longer had room to hold it, which doesn't make sense to me. However, I found out my son's car was moved on social media. I didn't get a phone call from any agency, but it just so happened because of my presence and what we've shown about Jelani that a stranger happened to be behind a tow truck where the tarp blew off the back of Jelani's car, and she took a picture of it and put it on social media, which someone sent to one of my children, which alerted me that my son's car was being moved. Again, I had to phone the police department to find out as to why things are happening. Now conducting and putting out search warrants on things that I asked them to do on August 25th. Today is October the 13th. And they're just now going back and doing things that they should have done the day that I reported Jelani missing, the day that we found his car. They've done nothing. Now I find out 30 days later that this body that was found on September 4th, after my son's been missing for 30 days, that this is my son. And now they're backtracking and doing what they should have done from the beginning. But how do they get all this? Where do they get the information that we needed? Because everybody that I went to, when I was searching for tapes, when I was searching for answers, when we were knocking on doors, their video cameras, they've even taped over them because it was the time had exceeded 2 days or 48 hours or 36 hours. They just now asking businesses for tapes. They're just now going and knocking on doors. I was doing this when my son was only missing for 2 days. So now what are they going to tell me? What are they going to, how are they helping me? Because now it's, and if they, if the state police is involved, they're actually just oversighting. They're there for oversight, which means that they're just here giving Peru and Bloomington and LaSalle a chance to do makeup tests now, to do makeup work, to catch up, to get an A and do what they should have did from the beginning. They never cared about my son. They didn't look for my son. They didn't look for who did this to my son. So at this point, I need the Federal Bureau of Investigation to come in and do something. They need to use their resources, use their people that have experience to help us find out what happened to Jelani, because the people that were there on the scene that chose a profession to protect and serve have not done any of that. And I'm very, very angry about it.
And just to be clear, the authorities, I mean, they still haven't ruled a cause of death, right? They still don't have any official determination as to whether this was foul play or what might have happened.
It was definitely foul play. They have given us no cause of death. No, they haven't. The things they told us in the first preliminary autopsy differs from the things I learned in my second independent autopsy. It makes me question a lot of things that they did. So now I have to do my own everything because I can't trust them. That's why, I'm pleading and I'm begging for the FBI to be involved. Not that I think that the FBI has this magic wand and they'll instantly find out what happens to Jelani. But I need someone of higher authority that has, I would think, more expertise or more knowledge, more resources, more things that are available to them, access that we can look at things and find out things and even follow up on leads that Peru and Bloomington and LaSalle never did.
I'm sorry, I can hear there's so many more questions than answers for you and your family at this time and for Jelani. And I just, to close, I wonder, how has that affected your grieving process? Is there anything else you want people to know about your son and what's happening?
No, I've never lost anybody in my immediate family. I still have my mother. I didn't have a very, I lost my grandmother a long time ago. So I haven't lost anybody in my family in a long time. So me losing Jelani right now, I don't really have time to grieve because I got to work, because I don't know what happened to my child. I have moments and I don't want to be mean to people. I don't want to not be friendly to people, but I'm so angry because I don't know what happened to my child. My child did everything that I asked him to do. He was a good, he was a phenomenal kid. He was a phenomenal young man. He was respectable.
Jelani was just great. Jelani, anybody that would have met Jelani, you, anybody, y'all would have loved Jelani. Jelani had a personality. He's gonna make you talk to him. He's gonna make you smile. He'll make you laugh. And my son didn't deserve any of this. So I don't have time to grieve all the time. All I can do is talk about him. And in the process of talking about him, I have to keep moving because I have to keep fighting for answers. I have to make sure that this doesn't happen to anybody else. This is horrible. I'm trying to be the strongest that I can be. Do I get tired? Yes, but I don't have any time to be tired. I don't have any time to rest. Because if I stop, nobody's going to look for Jelani. Nobody's going to look to find out what happened to Jelani. So I don't know how to grieve right now. My kids don't know how to grieve right now. All we can do is just take 1 second every day, try to get through whatever we got to get through. And now in all that time, all I know is that I can't call Jelani. I can't ask him why I haven't heard from him in a month of Sundays. I can't hear him saying, good morning, good morning, good morning. Can't hear him busting through the house, screaming, mama, where you at? I can't get one of his text messages or nothing.
Well, Carmen, I am so, so very sorry for your loss. And I want to thank you so much for sharing your memories of your son, Jelani, with us. And I hope that you and your family can find whatever peace is available to you.
Thank you.
Thank Carmen, you Bolden
me.
Day.
Thank you for listening, Jelani.
Yeah, thank you again. And Carmen Bolden Day is the mother of Jelani Day, the Illinois State University student who went missing, and his body was later recovered from the Illinois River. Authorities in LaSalle County, the coroner there, has still not come out with a formal cause of death. They say that the autopsy report is pending toxicology and histology results. I should also mention, you know, the Bloomington police, for what it's worth, they say the case was suspicious. It was unlike him. And it's one of those things that, where they, in their words, was it foul play or not? So investigation is ongoing. We will continue to follow this case and come back to it as events develop. More to come on the 21st. Stay with us.